Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. New provincial and municipal funding will help businesses in Ottawa recover from the financial strain of COVID-19, coupled with the loss of revenue stemming from the month-long convoy occupation. The pandemic has taken a heavy toll on local small businesses, with many losing revenue or closing down shop altogether. The financial burden grew heavier when many downtown businesses were forced to close for nearly a month during the occupation. In late February, the city announced several new measures to help businesses affected by closures to get back on their feet. Ottawa Markets is the nonprofit organization behind the Byward and Parkdale Markets, which offer artisan crafts and fresh food, produce, and plants from local small vendors. Zachary Daler, the executive director of Ottawa Markets, spoke to CHUO on Friday about the struggles experienced by the over 600 businesses residing in the area.
It's been such a hard 2 years for any business, and particularly for retail too, because for individuals, what's happened is new behaviors have emerged, new patterns of shopping have emerged. Somebody who might be less inclined to shop online 2 years ago is probably doing some component of shop online now or pick up. Marketing and communications have all shifted to, you know, reminding people to get out there and support local. And I think everybody likes to say they support local, but not everybody sort of speaks with their wallets or their routine.
Daler says that towards the end of January, business owners in the area were starting to become more optimistic about the future. Restrictions were loosening and COVID-19 anxieties waning. However, the occupation of the downtown core by thousands of protesters and heavy trucks caused many of the businesses to close again for several weeks.
We get to the point in the pandemic where businesses are really excited to reopen. You might even say people are beginning to sort of get their freedoms back, and we have a slow rolling convoy that goes across the country and occupies our city. You know, I think the really challenging thing there is, yeah, this is the capital city. This is where the federal government is, and people protest here all the time. But Ottawa is also the biggest small town you'll ever live in. So when that happened, and I think because there is a sense of excitement for reopening, it just really took the wind out of everybody's sails. And in our building, for example, we were getting notes from tenants sort of saying they were really uncomfortable with the convoy, with the people on the street because they were being yelled at. And so we opted to allow through our building there, tenants could open at their own comfort level, but there was no requirement to open. And most tenants opted to close, which is a challenge because they're making that decision, even though a group of occupiers is sort of forcing it on them.
According to Statistics Canada, small businesses make up 98% of Canada's employer businesses. In 2020, 31% of small businesses saw at least a 30% decline in revenue compared to 2019. Additionally, 41.8% of businesses said they expected to see a further decline in the first quarter of 2021. A survey from the Ottawa Coalition of Business Improvement Areas indicates that almost half of businesses surveyed closed for the duration of the occupation. 76.2% of businesses reported a loss of revenue directly caused by the occupation, and 55.3% said they can't make up for the lost money. Daler says the presence of the convoy caused anxiety not only for the people working in the area, but for guests and visitors to the area.
Probably the most challenging thing out of the pandemic for this area is you have all the road closures, you have all the police. It's not a comforting or welcoming environment for the local or even the visitor. Business in the area was probably the slowest I had seen it throughout any point in the pandemic, which is a real challenge because during the pandemic, you had local residents that were coming out and were trying to support where they could, but the convoy all but stopped local people from going out.
The municipal measures put in place include deferring property taxes for affected businesses and a total of $450,000 distributed through local business improvement areas. In addition to municipal funding, the provincial government announced more support for Ottawa's downtown businesses on Friday. A total of $11.5 million will be invested in the local economy, distributed through Invest Ottawa and Ottawa Tourism. Eligible businesses can apply for grants of up to $5,000 to help pay for costs incurred during the occupation. Daler says that although the money will help, businesses traumatized by the occupation are still worried it won't go far enough.
There's obviously optimism, but to be clear, there's a lot of concern. And, you know, I think a lot of businesses are just looking for any opportunity or chance for support. So things like the financial support from the federal government, you know, you'll hear from business that that's not enough for what just happened. I know the councillor for the area and the city are looking at what other measures they can maybe provide to help improve the situation. You know, you're seeing free parking and garages and LRT, and not a single one of those things is going to solve the issue. But I think the hope is that with those collective supports, we can make it a bit easier for businesses to claw back. But have no illusions, it's going to be a challenge. And we need to make sure that over the summer months, people are getting out in their city and they're exploring. Collectively, programs are being put into place, but the recovery of this is going to be a few years in the making. And unfortunately, we will see businesses close.
On top of the targeted funding for independent businesses, Ottawa Markets has also secured $25,000 in funding from the city. Daler says it will be used for the revitalization of vending programs, including the expansion of the seasonal night market.
We know that the market, the outdoor space, is a big draw for residents of the city. We also know that Byward has been really hurt over the last number of years for a whole variety of reasons, from farmer retirements through to the pandemic, through to now the occupation that we're just talking about. We are looking to use those funds to extend the vending hours and implement a night market here in Byward. The plan is to make sure that that night market can happen over the entire season, because I do think there's probably going to be some impetus or some events out of that funding that are going to be sort of one-off big events. So what we're looking to do is to invest in that type of programming that's going to help educate the behaviors that I mentioned. We really got to work hard at educating people on the importance of coming out to a market or putting that in your calendar and making a point of coming down and seeing your city space, you know, at least once a week, once every couple of weeks.
Daler anticipates a long road to recovery ahead, but he says the most important thing residents can do to show their support for small businesses is to explore the city's public marketplaces, buy local, and encourage others to do the same. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mira Bélanger.